Blog Talk Radio.
My God, my God, my God, it's just like fire, 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 burning down deep in my soul. And I promise you, Lord Jesus, I just can't contain it. And guess what, God, I'm not even trying. I'm letting the Holy Spirit, God, just overflow my life and have his way in such a way that God will look down from heaven, smile on me, and say, keep running for Jesus, young man. Keep running. I'm saying the same thing for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. There is no other God. And the Bible tells you just who he is. Everyone else, they just want to be. Now, right now, is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Redeemer, Jesus the Christ, right here on this fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically, as well as unequivocally, declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful, beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world. that you and I are living in, and I promise you we are living the best life possible because of God. Again, blessings to each and every one of you. I am your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. You'll see for yourself before I'm finished with this work assignment here. Fire! The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus Christ. Because God is not a respecter of persons, y'all. Mm-mm. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be a blessing for your spiritual nutrition as well as your sanctified supplement from the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 31, which tells of the two men on the road to Emmaus, how they were sharing a conversation of the recent torture and crucifixion of our Lord Jesus the Christ, how their hopes were dashed by what they believed that someone with the miracle working power that our Lord Jesus displayed would redeem Israel from Rome. Yes, that's what they thought. But when they met the Lord on their travels, they didn't recognize him until he opened their eyes. Question is, are we in today's time looking instead of living by faith? We're going to be talking about open eyes later on in the broadcast from Luke 24 and verse 31. But my special guest is here, also man of God, preacher, pastor, bishop. Even if it's not literal, he has the qualifications to be that upstanding and outstanding man of God. Biblically illiterate and urban gospel artist, man of God, T1 Price is here taking that gospel to the streets. And we're going to talk about some things that we just need to talk about. Because I love when you men of God show up on this platform, because the sisters have come in droves. They have supported this ministry and have just always stood forward and come and celebrated Jesus with me on this platform. But by me being a man and by the churches being sold, I'm going to say in attendance at an advantage for the sisters who are connected by emotion, are just so ready to just be healed, be delivered, be caught up in faith in God. The brothers, sometimes we have to overcome ego. So me and Brother T1 Price, we're going to talk about that. And yes, we're going to have a mini T1 Price concert right here on this fine gospel experience. So what I want you to do is call family members, call friends, call a coworker, a neighbor, anybody that's in your spirit right now that you believe can use some good, sanctified, encouraging words from a spiritual, biblical perspective, because that's what we're going to give you with no strings attached. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for overseeing our lives, for keeping us, for covering us, for leading and guiding us, and most of all, for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire.
Got a some praise up in it. It's a gift of God. Father, let me show you how we get it. Crunk for the Lord Jesus Christ, cause he's so iconic. Spitting like that old school JJ Fad, supersonic. Praising God, sweating in the spirit from head to toe. Crunk for the Lord from the stage to the front door. So for those who didn't hear, let me spit this in your ear. If you didn't know, now you know what we doing here.
Praising God up in here, 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 we praising God up in here, praising God up in here, praising God up in here, praising God.
Let the devil know we ain't playing, yeah. Now touch your neighbor, testify. Hallelujah to the Savior, El Shaddai. The reason why that we still hear our life supply. Woo! Now don't stop, get it, praise him up, get with it. If you getting tired, come harder, don't quit it, get up off the wall, do your thing, dance to the hook. Follow me like you follow Twitter on my Facebook.
We praising God up in here, praising God up in here, praising God up in here, praising God up in here.
Slide to the left, now slide to the right. Back, back, forward, forward, chase up to the sky. Let's go. Slide to the left, slide to the right. Back, back, forward, forward, chase up to the sky. Let's go. Let God, let go. Don't hold back, just let it flow. Go crazy, get radical. Don't care who's brother, cause it ain't a show. Go all in, go for what you know. This is what I do, that's how I roll. I'ma give him praise, acknowledge him in all my ways.
Praising God up in here, praising God up in here, praising God up in here, praising God up in here. We praising God up in here, praise God.
Slide to the right, back, back, forward, forward, chase up to the sky, let's go. Slide to the left, slide to the right, back, back, forward, forward, chase up to the sky, let's go. Slide to the left, slide to the right, back, back, forward, forward, chase up to the sky, let's go. Slide to the left, slide to the right, back, back, forward, forward, chase up to the sky, let's go.
Praising God up in here, 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 we praising God up in here, praising God.
I don't know what y'all thought we was doing, but we praising God up in here. Up in here. Yes, indeed. Yes, sir. Now, how you like that? That's how we start this thing off on this fire gospel experience. My God, my God. I'm starting to feel better already. And I was feeling pretty good in the first place. My special guest is here. Y'all just heard my man of God doing his thing. And I'm trying to tell you, it's no accident. This is a Brooklyn-born young man from the Big Apple. He's down there in Birmingham, Alabama. We're going to talk about how he made that transition from the East Coast all the way down to the South. Amen. To the dirty South. And we cleaned it up with the help of Holy Spirit God and my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. Man of God. He is Corrections Lieutenant at Alabama Department of Correction. That's his day job. Don't y'all forget now, Apostle Paul was a tip maker, so we ain't always looking for donations. We don't mind getting out there doing what we got to do. That means holding down a 9-to-5. We ain't got no problem with that. That's what we do. My special guest, man of God, T1 Price, the gospel godfather, is right here, y'all, on this Fire Gospel Experience. He's here, and he's here to bless us. Yeah. Man of God, welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience. T1, Gospel Godfather, how you doing, sir?
Blessed and highly favored. Thank you, man, God, for having me. I appreciate it. I'm excited.
If you'd have said anything less than blessed and highly favored, I'd have reintroduced you all over again. Tell us about yourself, man of God. What was your life like when you made the beautiful decision to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Because I want my listeners to respect you, not just as who you are on your job, who you are as a minister of music, but who you are as a disciple of Jesus Christ.
Oh, amen. Well, I definitely have a testimony. When I was in New York, I got married at an early age. And, you know, once you've been in church all your life, you get out there on your own, mm-hmm. you know, you kind of turn your back on the Lord, you know, want to do your thing. And, I was out there for a while in the wilderness, you know. But then when I was going through the divorce, it was really rough. He got me through some really rough times, and the pain was so bad that, you know, I just didn't see any way out until, I just you know, gave it up to him and just said, you're going to have to bring me out of this because I can't do this on my own. It's just, you know, we had five kids at the time and, my wife at the time was making all of the money and she was like, you know, out there doing her thing and the respect was gone and there was a lot of stuff going on. So mentally and emotionally, I was a wreck and, you know, I felt that my life was out of order and, you know, he got me to a place to where, well, I got myself to a place to where, you know, he could deal with me one-on-one realistically and spiritually. Mm-hmm. And, I had to look at some things and the decisions that I made that was affecting my family and my generations. I had five boys and one girl. And, you know, I was setting a bad example at that time. And, you know, even though they were small, they could see that there were some things that were not right, and they could see that, you know, there was a lot of unhappiness and some real negative things going on in the household. So I moved. You know, I made a decision to transition from, you know, New York to the South because it was just a hard time. I wanted to start fresh and just, you know, you know, and during that time while I was going through that that rough time, that rough patch, I rededicated my life to the Lord, and, you know, me and my kids, I started taking them to church while, you know, my wife at the time was doing her thing, and then eventually, you know, I guess she saw that I was serious about moving, and, you know, she decided to go with me when her plans didn't work out, or the enemy's plans didn't work out, and we made them move to Birmingham, Alabama. So during that time, I was doing secular music, you know, and at one time the Lord said, do you want to do what everybody else is doing or do you want to do something greater? You know, I've called you to do greater works. And I said, I want to do greater works. So, you know, and I told him, so he, so I went and started doing a gospel label, a gospel artist and things of that nature. I lost a lot of artists, but overnight he gave me a huge amount of artists that I wasn't ready for at that time, but you know, it was a learning process for me. It had made me learn some things, you know, because the word says, you know, we perish for lack of knowledge, and you know, I definitely was experiencing that. So eventually, I got to the point to where you know, I had to let that go. I wasn't ready at the time, and but I'm getting there, getting back there now. And I remarried, you know, and God just continued to bless me when I turned it over to him. And that's you know, that's pretty much in a nutshell my success story. I mean, but I rededicated my life when he brought me through all of that, in spite of, you know, how I had walked, you know, turned my back on him all the years. He was always, he was right there when I went back to him, still right there.
Yeah.
Just waiting on me to come back,
sir.
You know,
yes,
a prodigal son situation. And that made me fall in love with him even more, the fact that he was patient with me. And that he said, you know what, in spite of all that you've done, I still love you. I never went anywhere. And, you know, let's go ahead and I'm going to walk you through this thing. And you're going to be better, not bitter, but you're going to be better than you ever been before. So I thank him for that. I give him all the praise and all the glory and honor. He's blessed me with a woman of God who loves him as much as I do. And, you know, we've just been going forward and going hard for him since then.
Amen, amen. I just wanted to jump in and just speak about certain things that you said. First of all, to my listeners, I just want you all to know that I've been connected with this young man for at least 9 years, because we were together working on a platform where I didn't really get a chance to get to him as I would have liked to. Now the opportunity is here now, so I'm excited about that. But listeners, I'm just here to let you know that we are people of God. We are men of God that believe in persevering. He shared his story with you all, and you all know how I've shared trials, tribulations, rough mountains that I had to climb, low valleys that I got myself stuck in. And just like man of God Tim Pryor has just shared with you all his struggles as well. Man of God, what I would like you to do, because people right now listen to this broadcast that have gone through transitions and that are going through transitions right now. I heard you speak about moving from Brooklyn, New York to Birmingham, Alabama. That's a big move. You don't just arbitrarily make a decision to make that a big move. Can you share with the listeners process that helped you come to some comfort and some confirmation? Because they are going through processes in life, seasons in life right now, where they're wondering what to do, and they're probably looking for some signs and some indications on which road to travel. I believe you can share maybe just some things on helping us all understand, good brother, when you're making a decision, when you're not sure, like you said, we suffer from lack of knowledge. How can you break it down for us, good brother, on how to best discern which step to take? Things seem a little bit uncertain.
Well, you have to have self-awareness of about where you are, spiritually and especially mentally. If you don't do a self-assessment, you don't know that you need, you don't know what you need. If you're angry and you don't know why, then you need to go ahead and do a self-assessment and see exactly what the root of it is, and then give it over to the Lord. But a lot of times we don't even know that we're in need, because we neglect that part of who we are. And so once you get tuned into yourself and look at your over, ask God to reveal those things to you, or you just take a minute to just say, why am I angry today? Why am I feeling the way I am today? These are things that we don't know about, that we, and it's gross negligence that, you know, affects our lives as well as the ones around us. So if you just ask the Lord, take that step, that moment, just step back and say, you know, spend that time and say, Lord, reveal to me the things that I need, you know, to know about in order for me to hear from you clearly, and make those things that I don't even know about aware, so we can go ahead and address this thing together. When I got to that point, he said, it's time for a move. It's time for you to remove yourself from an environment that is not productive and has you codependent on other things other than me. And you need a stronger support group. You need a support system. Besides myself, you know, you got to surround yourself with people who love you and who want to see you prosper, and not, you know, have toxic relationships that come in and distract you from being what God called you to be. So once I did that, and I had to realize that my decisions had to be better, and the only way for me to make better decisions is for me to be led by the Holy Spirit, and the only way I can do that is for me to take time out to just listen, be still.
Yes.
Listen to His word. Listen to the what He and His words, and stop, you know, overriding what He's trying to say to me with my wants and my needs and what I think I should do. So once I gave it to Him, literally, you know, it was easier for me to make that transition. At first, I was a little afraid because, you know, change is different sometimes when you've been doing something for a long time, even if it's toxic. So once I made that transition, and, you know, He said, listen, I'm with you, so your chances of success is already 100%. So, you know, whatever it is that you're dealing with, get out that comfort zone. You know, I want you to not be comfortable where you are, because you won't, you know, you'll never move or grow if you stay where you are. So, you know, He did that, and I trusted Him, and you know, there was some growing pains, but you know what? It made me stronger, and I was able to do things, to think about things that I never would have done if I hadn't experienced certain things that I could only experience by moving out of my comfort zone. So,
Jesus, you preach.
Once we got down there, you know, I got an opportunity. Yeah, we had some struggles then, and then eventually, like I said, it ended with a divorce. But even in spite of that, God gave me something better, someone better. And, you know, because I allowed Him to choose for me and instead of me choosing for myself. So, you know, yes, with anything, there's trials and things of that nature, but it's nowhere near as detrimental as it was in, you know, the other toxic one. So, you know, I just thank God that I finally got it, and that, you know, He gave me some wisdom to sit down and just trust Him, and it's been a blessing ever since, so.
Amen. I'm glad you spoke so transparently about being afraid, because the world and some well-meaning people in our lives, be they men or women, they taught us that, you know, not to cry and be tough and all that, but they didn't allow us the privilege to cry. We understood that they wanted us to be able to deal with pain, deal with disappointment as best they understood. But yes, we do have fear sometimes. And that's why God said repeatedly, Old Testament, New Testament, be not afraid, which means don't ignore fear when it comes, because there's a healthy fear. But there is a point where we can't let fear overrule us. We can't let fear take the wheel of our mind and drive us to places that are detrimental to our well-being. And what you said about surrounding ourselves with a support group is so necessary. But the thing that I found is that when it comes time to opening up to other people, we find ourselves being afraid again. So talk about and share with me in giving other men listening to this broadcast the privilege, the right, and the ability to allow ourselves to feel what we feel, even if it's fear, but to face our fear with faith. Can you speak on that a little bit more?
Oh, definitely. First of all, you said something real powerful. Transparency is a powerful tool. There's no nothing that you can do when you're transparent. People can relate to you. They can receive from you. And then, you know, and once that happens, then there's, you give them a different perspective. Maybe they hadn't even thought of before from your testimony.
Okay.
That's the reason why we are not supposed to fail in our giving testimony, because someone out there knows or can identify or relate to what we're talking about. And then we provide a different solution based on what our experiences was. So automatically, once you're transparent and you open up, they have a common denominator with you that they can identify with, so they're more open to that. So the thing I try to explain to them is this: listen, when you go to the doctor, he can't help you if you're giving him wrong symptoms. You don't give him everything. Then you're not you're not, for some reason, you're not being 100% open. So that means there's something in your life that you need to get addressed.
Mm.
There's fear somewhere. There's something. There's condemnation. There's something in there that's not allowing you to get the full benefit of the healing or whatever it is that you're trying to get. So once again, that goes back to self-awareness. It goes back to you having that meditation time and asking yourself, why do I feel this way? What's going on with me today? Things that we've never been taught to do generationally. And, you know, and that's where, we struggle a lot as men, and let society brainwash. And now they're making men more feminine and, in society where, the woman is the leader and, the man is the one always needing help from the female or they're being more feminine than what they're supposed to be because we're no longer allowing the word to dictate our lives. We're listening to what society says, and they promote homosexuality. They promote things that's not of God, that's out of order, that's affecting the household. So that's the reason why you have to stay connected to the word. You have to stay be careful what you bring into your eye gate. Because we know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and to keep men in a submissive role and more than a leadership role. So that's the reason why I'm real passionate about dealing with men and things of that nature. And like you said, I worked in a prison, so I get an opportunity to minister to a lot of those young guys in there. Who's giving up?
That's good.
You know, and I had to explain to them that, just go ahead.
You're in the right place. You're in the right place. Go ahead. God put you there just to do what you said, to enlighten and to share truth to those young men, because everybody can't work in a prison. But he put you there because he created you for that particular assignment. Go ahead, Doc. I'll jump in there.
All right, so I get an opportunity to encourage these guys. That they get in there. A lot of them, I do concerts, prison ministry. I bring concerts and stuff like to them, and I do it on a major level when I'm doing this for the Lord. So I remind these guys when they're in there. They're like, man, I'm in here. Yeah. I said, listen, a lot of people don't realize, and maybe you don't even realize or remember, but Jesus was an inmate, and so were Moses and his disciples. And they're like, I never looked at it like that. I said, yeah, they're in prison. Even though it was something that they, that should have been in there for, but they still were inmates. And they're still relevant today. So God can still use you or work through you, regardless of whether you're incarcerated or not. There's all kinds of different things that, aspects from, Joseph, when he was incarcerated for the wrong thing, but at the same time, their mentality and their spirituality was not focused on where they were, but who they were and who they were connected to. So that was to encourage them, no matter what's going on, that you don't have to give up. It's not over simply because you're incarcerated. You can still serve the Lord and do great works while you're in there until your breakthrough comes through or however it comes. But take your mind off of the negativity and just let God, take you where you are, deal with you where you are until that breakthrough comes through. So, that's, again, that goes back to self-awareness and spending that time with the Lord and making sure that I meditate, paying attention to your mental health. This mental health month, Mental Health Awareness Month is this month, and we didn't. I know there's some things that we're doing, trying to encourage people to get the mental health help that they need if they need it. But at least be aware whether or not you need it or not, so that way you don't go without the help that you need. And what's going on out there right now with the pandemic and all the other stuff that's going on. People are dying left and right. People are getting depressed and things of that nature. Don't even know they're depressed or, That's real. Mental health, mental illness is real. It's on an incline, which is, you know, of the devil. But once again,
it is.
If you are aware of that it exists, then you can take measures to correct it before it becomes irreparable. So, again, that could be a generational thing or a genetic thing that, you know, holistically you can get some help on and things of that nature. But a lot of it's spiritually and just allowing yourself to not become conditioned to just accept what that is and instead
amen,
of doing something
amen.
About it. Yeah.
Amen. My special guest, y'all, minister, man of God, T1 Price right here. He's breaking it down, and he's in a flow right now. That brother is sharing so much wisdom and knowledge right now. Woo, Jesus, I need to take a music break just to let it saturate, just to let those words of spiritual wisdom marinate into your thoughts, into your consideration is what we're talking about. I want to just reflect on this real quick, man of God, because you said some things talking about how the world wants to teach us those things that are opposed to God. And it's biblically supported by what you just said. Isaiah 5:20 says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And we're here to take control because we're not putting up with that. I'm going to just say this in the words that this good brother is going to sing and rap and minister about. We're talking about a brand new you. That's what's up right here.
Yes, even
right
though here. I'm on TV, talking about my G-O-D, better than I used to be. I'm a whole new, brand new G, even though I'm on TV. Talking about my G-O-D, O-D, better than I used to be. I'm a whole new, brand new G. Can't forget where I came from. I remember how I used to be. Always judging, cutting people off, anybody who would offend me. Now I know much better. I was blind, but now I see. Since the Lord came into my life, I'm a whole new, brand new G. Even though I'm on TV, talking about my G-O-D, O-D, better than I used to be. I'm a whole new, brand new G. Even though I'm on TV, talking about my G-O-D, O-D, better than I used to be. I'm a whole new, brand new G. Once weak, but now I'm strong. People asking me, yo, what's going on? What's the deal with the new transformation? New mentality and spirit concentration. A brand new me and it feels good. Couldn't do it by myself, only he could. Took me from the back, put me to the front. Used to be last, now I'm number one. Even though I'm on TV, about my G-O-D, O-D, better than I used to be. I'm a whole new, brand new G. Even though I'm on TV, talking about my G-O-D, O-D, better than I used to be. I'm a whole new, brand new G.
Day after day after day, I continue to be.
I'm on TV, talking about my G-O-D, O-D, better than I used to be. I'm a whole new, brand new G, even though I'm on TV, talking about my G-O-D, O-D, better than I used to be. I'm a whole new, brand new G, even though I'm on TV, talking about my G-O-D, O-D, better than I used to be. I'm a whole new, brand new G, even though I'm on TV, talking about my G-O-D, O-D, better than I used to be. I'm a whole new, brand new G.
It's the Godfather. It's the brand new. are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Fire, 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 your gospel evangelistic internet radio ministry, giving God his just due praise, glorifying God now and always, on the air, on the streets, wherever we may be. The same person that you're listening to in these broadcasts are the same people that you will meet us out in the real world. This is not a front, this is not a presentation. We are here in real time, real space, to honor God. My special guest is right here. You talk about a man of God with a smooth gospel flow. I just want to know, did you just make up in your mind, man of God, T1 Price, that you just go adopt all of the good brothers, all of the good sisters, and be everybody's godfather? How did that godfather title come about? Tell us about that.
Okay, so when, you know, a lot of people know, have seen the movie The Godfather. And there was one line he said in there, I want to make you an offer that you can't refuse. Well, for me, it was salvation. It was salvation. And God is my father. So I wanted to do the same thing. I wanted to make the same offer to everyone through the gift that he's given me, which is salvation. So, you know, that's where that whole thing came from. You know, it was a reference to that movie. But at the same time, it was the offer that they couldn't refuse, which is salvation, which is God's love. And you know, that's me offering that through the gift of music that he's given me. So that's where that came from.
Amen, amen. That's very poignant. And I knew it was a story behind that. We talked a little bit before we went live on the air, and I shared with you some of the challenges that I had to endure growing up, not having a father in my life, how that made a difference. But what I've learned, man of God, that regardless of how difficult and how challenging certain seasons of life may have been for us, once we pass through the gate of redemption and salvation and trust in Jesus Christ, God will take us back to those times mentally and emotionally and let us see that there was purpose behind those painful experiences. Because see, now, because of not knowing who my father was and having some family dysfunction here and there, like so many of us have, I have such a great appreciation for relationships, for family. I love my church family. I love my family, my friends, because I understand what it means when you do not have those very intimate connections. And when I'm talking about intimacy, I'm not talking about sexual. I'm talking about a soul-to-soul, mind-to-mind, person-to-person with no strings attached to it. I just want you to grow. I want you to grow so that while I'm growing, we can grow together. Talk about that, good brother, because you know exactly what I'm talking about. Fellowship.
Okay. So growing up, when I was a child, my father, he was a young dad. And, you know, he was under the influence. He was like, he saw his mom murdered at an early age. And so he was attempting to give me a bath, and he had the water too hot, so I suffered third-degree burns on my legs that when I was in the hospital for about maybe 3 months or so. And so I've had the scars that was a constant reminder of what he had done to me, and I cut him out of my life for a long time until one day I said, I got to that point, you know what, I'm tired of being self-imprisoned.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of holding on to that, and it's poisoning my body, my spirit, and I want to change. It was just a simple decision just to make, a decision to forgive and go forward. So we had that conversation.
Let it go.
And I just made that decision. And when I let it go, it was like a huge boulder was just lifted up off my spirit, my body, my everything. I didn't even know that I was being compressed down as much as I was, that it was holding me down, weight holding me down. Wow. And now our relationship is so much better now that, you know, I've been telling him, I love you. I call or check on him, you know, on his birthday and you know, from time to time and everything like that. And it's been such a blessing because, and he wasn't expecting it either. So, you know, and I think he was dealing with a lot of mental health. That's another thing, dealing with mental health, him not getting the help that he needed by being traumatized at an early age, then going through PTSD in the military. There was a lot of things going against him that, you know, he wasn't aware of because no one was dealing with that at the time. So I had to be empathetic to his situation and realize and look at it from what he was dealing with at that time. I don't believe it was intentional. And so I had to, you know, I couldn't take it personal, even though the enemy wanted me to continue to hold it against him and walk in the fence by showing me these constant life scars that's going to be with me to the end of the, you know, until I pass on. And, you know, he just wanted to use that as a tool to continue to walk in anger and bitterness. But being, you know, a father myself, I had to realize that, you know, I made some decisions that affected my kids as well. How can I hold him accountable or do that to that, you know, to him, and you know, knowing that I slipped up as well. So he deserves a second chance or a third time like I did. So it goes back to God, if you can't forgive, God won't forgive you. So, his word is not going to change simply because of our experiences and what we're going through. And once you know, you understand that and just say, you know what, I don't have to be in this prison. I can be free. All it takes is for me to make a simple decision to forgive.
There you go. Amen.
A lot of people think, you know, it's hard to.
A lot of people think what? I'm going to hold my thought. Go ahead. A lot of people think what?
That it's difficult to forgive. It's a decision that you choose to make. Either you're going to do it, or you want to do it, or you're not. And if you don't know how to do it, then, you know, there's plenty of examples on how to do it. And the Lord gives us that in the Word and how we do it in His life. And if we truly love Him, we'll obey His commandments, and He'll show us how to do it. If we don't know how to do it, He will be there to help. That's His job, to help us get there.
Mm-hmm.
But all you got to do is just say, give Him the opportunity to do it. And,
That's it.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. It's not as difficult as people make it. You know, if you want something better, you want all of the things that God promised you and everything else like that, then let that go. What is that holding on to that helping you? How is that helping you? It's not helping you at all. It's keeping you in bondage. It's keeping you from receiving everything God has for you. And you think about it.
Yeah.
What's the reason for holding on to it? How is that comforting you? What are you getting from that? Absolutely nothing. But more
absolutely nothing.
Pain and unnecessary bitterness and which causes your body to create toxins in your body that people don't even realize that for unforgiveness affects your body physically as well.
It does.
Which goes back to not going, you know, causes stress. It causes, you know, which causes obesity, which causes all kind of other health issues that no one even thinks about or even know that it is affecting their bodies that way. A lack of knowledge.
Amen.
Which we all know is. But.
A lot of people have not realized, just like you basically pointed to, man of God, is that the body is affected by emotions because we are three-part creatures made in the likeness of God. God is a spirit, but He has a mind, and He is a soul. He has emotions. He has a mind, and He is a spirit being. But we have a physical body, we have a mind, and we have a soul as well. And they are all connected. So when emotions kick in, we produce certain chemicals in the body that are intended to help us. But when we let certain emotions, and I'm talking about negative emotions like anger, resentment, and hold grudges, the body produces toxins that will either give us the indication to either fight or flight. You know what I'm talking about. And if we are in a state where we are always tempted to fight or always tempted to flight, it bears on our mental state because we're never at a place of rest. And what you said, and I'm just going to highlight and touch it, forgiveness breaks down those barriers that are intended to incarcerate us. And it sets us free because for us to be able to want to hold on to grudges, what we're doing is we're holding on to that grudge, hoping that one day we can see retribution happen to the person that helped, that hurt us. We are holding on to this hate, this anger, and this resentment because we believe in that one day I'm going to see this person fall and he and karma's going to catch up with him and they're going to pay for what they did to us when we don't realize that the person that's paying the most is ourselves by holding on to anger, resentment, and grudges. This person is going on with their life and probably ain't even thinking about us no more. And yet still, that person and the past keep us in a state of pain. Listen, man of God, I appreciate that song, that new project that you have, A Brand New Me. And highlight for us before you go the difference that you are. You touched on it so eloquently, but if you can just encapsulate it and summarize who you are in spite of everything that you've gone through to the point where you even wrote and sang a ministered a song talking about a brand new me, I can relate to that. Talk about that so that we could be blessed even more about us being brand new creatures in Christ.
Goes back to anything that we do. I believe that anything that does not grow dies. So whether you're growing in a negative way or a positive way is dependent upon who you're trusting, where you're trying to go. If you're trying to be bitter or better, you have to make that decision yourself. So no one stays the same. Is you either going to increase or decrease in whatever it is that you're trying to do in your walk in life. So for me, going through and I saw the different successes that where he brought me from. I was just grateful and thankful for him giving me another opportunity to say thank you, Father, for bringing me through that, for helping me pass that test and going to the next level. So once you're being grateful and appreciative like that, and he'll continue to do it because, you know, he knows that you're not taking it for granted, that you're not, you know, that you're not unappreciative. And that's when you activate him. That's when he is able to do more once you give him control in your life and you start to, you know, love him. Like it says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Okay, well, guess what? He's given me a cheat sheet to go ahead and get through these difficult things that, you know, going through, I don't have to deal with, you know. I've never been experienced getting, you know, bitten by a snake before in order to know that I don't need, I don't want to, you know, I don't want that, you know. So there's some experiences that I choose to not go through, or I can benefit from someone else's testimony or experiences to help avoid some of those unnecessary pains and things in my life.
I love it.
So being grateful for that helps me to continue to grow and strive to be better at what He called us to do greater works, and I want to make sure that I do that. And so when I get there, I can say, "Hey, son, well done. You did that. You know, there wasn't no excuses. You got in there. You did it. I'm grateful that you know, benefited from my the things I had to go through and my testimonies and words of wisdom."
Amen.
And which in turn can actually have a blessing for your generation that, you know, once you're gone, they continue to go on and they can be blessed as well. And just continue to grow.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Listen, man of God, I need to get one more take on you. I want you to share a little bit about some of your past projects. Anything that you are working on or anything that you have established as far as your platforms for media, for Christianity, for ministry, I want you to share with the listeners because, listen, before you leave here, you're going to share information on how my listeners can continue to follow you on social media, how someone that may want to sponsor you for maybe a church event that they're having, wherever they may be, not just in Alabama. You may get a call from somebody in New Mexico, somebody in Philadelphia.
Amen.
I want you to be able to share that information. But share with us any past projects that you had so that people can appreciate the longevity of your Christian walk, because the true test of faith is perseverance, not giving up. And then I want you to share if you got something local going on in your area there in Birmingham, Alabama. Share with those people that are near you so that they can come and support you. And then we're going to just let you maybe share some final thoughts. What project did you have in the past, and maybe what new projects are you working on now, man of God?
All right. Well, I had the first gospel project that we put out was called Gospel Symphony. And that was a collection of a number of artists that I had about 17 artists that grew almost overnight, and we did a compilation album.
Wow.
And, that was the first project. Then I had the Gospel Godfather album. That was my first debut album, but it's still out there on Spotify, Apple. It's going there. That's THA Gospel Godfather, GODFATHA, T1 Price. And still, you can get that. It's still, that was a blessing. I think that was the very first time that the Godfather was on BET. I was the first gospel artist to get on BET, and was while I was on a radio interview at the same time. That was awesome. God showed out on that one.
Oh,
that was an interesting story. I'll come back and share with you on that one. And then my wife, Deborah Price, I produced her album, her first album, Set Me Free. She has a new one out, one that she released after that called Transform Me, Soul of a Woman. Go check that out. That's on all your digital platforms. And I did a quartet album called a quartet hip hop album. I hadn't released it yet. I had one called Can't Nobody Do Me Like Jesus. But I think they weren't ready for that yet. But I'm going to pray for when he wants me to release that. But I think he's going to love that. But right now I'm working on the Praise Party album, which is an album filled with high energy music, dance music, just celebrating the blessings of the Lord and all the things that He's done in my life and stuff like that. You can still have a good time and praise the Lord for those who like to dance and just, we keep it holy, but we still like to, people like to dance and have a great time and the Lord. Doesn't mean just because you gave yourself to the Lord that it's boring and that's a boring lifestyle. No, quite the opposite.
Yeah.
So, I also have, I'm starting to get into acting. I have a reality TV show called The Brotherhood. You can go on YouTube and look for it. That's DA Brotherhood, episode one. A reality TV show. I think you'll like it. It's fun. But it deals a lot with forgiveness and brotherhood and brothers. We're gonna always have some kind of conflict, but it all goes back to forgiving and going forward and just sharing that experience. And so be looking out for that and some other acting things I'll be doing too. So you can go to my Instagram is Gospel Godfather. Or you can look me up on Facebook at T1 Price, T-, capital T, hyphen, capital W-O-N, Price. And, we can connect there as well. And, happy to connect with other women and men of God. If you got some things, some events, whatever, I'm available for bookings. You want to be blessed and have a concert or something like that, or have me come and just speak to children or youth or whatever, or...
Yep.
Fellowship. I'm all about that.
Hey, man, what's your contact information? What's your telephone number? What's your email address?
You can reach me at gospelgodfather@gmail.com.
Reach me at 205-427-1103. If you want to, you know, need some prayer, or you want to talk about whatever you want to talk about, and I'm here for that. Or, you
That's
know,
right.
Any ideas,
right.
And you can go on Gospel T1 Price on Twitter, Instagram, and that's pretty much it. I'm easy to find.
Amen. Amen. Now, before you go,
I gotta run this by you, man of God.
And I'm hearing
and
myself
I'm
in two times. Are you hearing that?
No. It sounds no. It's
okay.
No echo on here. It sounds
okay.
Good.
Okay, good, good.
I'm
going to say something to you that is not new to you, but it resurfaces every now and then. I just watched someone post
something
on Facebook where they were talking about gospel rap
is
not good, and they felt like gospel
rap
should be denounced. How would you defend gospel rap, man of God?
Well, the thing about that means that's some an individual who hadn't really listened to the lyrical content of what it is that we're talking about. It's like saying gospel, any gospel is not of God, if that's the case, because the majority of the music was generated from blues and other different things that was perverted. And used for something else totally different. So all of this that we're taking back or utilizing what we had rights to use in the first place to glorify the Lord. So for someone to say that that's something that needs to be denounced or things of that nature, go back to your Bible. You know, listen to what you're talking. You go back and listen to it and see what anything that glorifies the Lord is of God. So.
Amen.
The thing about that is once you tap in and look at the overall the motive behind what's being done and stop judging, I believe you see it's for what it really is and pay attention to what's going on instead of your own. Get out of the way and let the Lord go forward.
Uh-oh.
Because the Lord uses people and things that people didn't agree with or they thought had a maybe evil nature, even from pharaohs and a lot of other things back in the day, that he was able to go through and change their hearts and do certain things different than what everybody else was trying to do. And so how dare you put a limit on God? How dare you try to say that you know, this is not what the Lord intended, even though it's saving people's lives? We're able to reach an audience of certain people that you may not be able to reach by going through listening to him, Mahalia Jackson, or whoever else that you listen to.
Yes, sir.
These people don't can't relate to that. So how you know, don't put a limit on God and the creativity that he's given someone to bring someone to the Lord.
I say this, man of God, that a lot of people know the song Precious Lord by that gospel pianist and all-time gospel writer Thomas A. Dorsey. He started in what was called juke joints.
Yeah.
When he got saved, he brought his talent into the church and wrote many, many songs, which Precious Lord is one of his most memorable songs that we know of. What people fail to realize is that when we leave here, the generation that's here behind us, they're going to take our place. So we need to be able to make room for them in the body of Christ without compromising, but we need to allow them the freedom to express their personal relationship with Christ within the parameters of holiness. Yes, we lead God there, but it's Holy Spirit God that's going to be the one that helps them to conform unto the image of godliness. So they must forget David got so happy he danced out his clothes. So
and they also forgot, you know, Kirk Franklin, they didn't really receive him when he first came out, but he's able to go in places that nowhere other people could go and transform lives and you know, and do certain things that other you know, traditional artists couldn't do. So very successful ministry. And you know, so you can't just put a limit on what God can do and what he can, and, you know, the people who love the Lord.
All we are to do is to oversee. We are not to try to be the regulators. We pray, we ask God for guidance. We pray for other individuals, and then we watch God move, because we can plant the seed, we can water it, but it's God that gives the increase. He's going to have the last word. So, man of God, listen, I appreciate you. I already told you I want this to be an ongoing kingdom collaboration. If I take too long,
amen,
I invite you to come back, man of God. You got a number. You get in touch with me and say, Brother Brian, I got that burning, and I need to share. And I'm telling you, if I find out you go somewhere else first, we're going to have to sit down one-on-one, because I want you to come to me. Come on to me.
Right.
I want you to send me
you,
that
brother.
New music that I want you to send me that new music that you bragged on Woman of God Deborah Price got out, so that I can spin her record and give her ministry some increase too. I'm praying,
amen,
man of God, that you continue to do faithful work. Do the hard work that most people not ready for, that you know you qualified for. And you're in my prayers. If there's anything I can do to assist you in any way, I need you to get in touch with me, because I'm in this kingdom building process as the disciple of Jesus Christ, for real, for real. You'll find that out. I ain't just talking it, but I'm walking it. So, man of God,
I want to know that.
Thank you. We appreciate you, man of God. Looking forward to you coming back whenever you're ready. Just get in touch with me and let me know. How about that?
Amen. We're doing. I just want to say thank you for all that you're doing, what you're doing to help us independent artists out here. And thank you for the ministry and being faithful to what God called you to do. And I speak blessings over your ministry as well. And then you will continue to elevate and go forward, and to this platform becomes worldwide. And I speak blessings over your life as well, sir. Thank you so much.
Amen. Listen, I want to let you know, I'm going to give you some information. That woman of God, Helene Poole Bolden, is having a 2023 Gospel Carnival Cruise August the 31st to September the 4th, yours truly has been asked to be one of the host MCs. I'll send you the information. It's going to be very affordable. It's going to be 4 days down there in the Bahamas. We're going to take over the boat for Jesus. And wherever we land, we're taking over that area for Jesus. I'll send you the information. I want you to join me. It's going to be a phenomenal event, August the 31st to September the 4th. I promise you, you're going to love being there, because we're going to have a glorious time in God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Man of God, T1 Price was here, y'all. Bless your name. Bless your name. Amen. Amen. And that goes for you too. If you out there and you want something to do, if you haven't been on a cruise ever, if you haven't been on a cruise in a while, I want you to just get in touch with me. I'll send you the information. 2023, Helene Poole Bolden is having a Carnival Gospel Cruise August the 31st until September the 4th. It's very affordable. I think it's something like less than $400 for the whole trip. You will have a roommate, but I'm telling you, for a price of a carnival, for everything that you go get for that price, and then you're going to be with some phenomenal people of God where you can communicate with, where you can collaborate with. We're going to fellowship. We're going to pray. We're going to lay hands on folks. We're going to set some people free. So that when you go back to your home, you're going to be brand new, like man of God T1 Price just got through singing. And then, listen, y'all heard that man of God bragging on his wife, woman of God Deborah Price. Well, listen, she's making a special appearance here, too, on this Fire Gospel Experience, because I promise you, if you don't know you need the Lord, I'm here to tell you, and she's here to sing. You're going to need God in your life.
Jesus, I need you in my soul. It's crying out to you, Lord, Lord God, I really do need you. My soul cries out, I need you. Bottom of my heart, Daddy, I know you will come see about me. Thank you, Jesus. There's no life without you. There's no me if there's no you. It's like a whole
What's going on? This is Jerry Royce Live Worldwide, a.k.a. the Batman from Charm City, Maryland, and you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, right here on Positive Power, XXI Christian Media.
We acknowledge you, Father God, as our supreme source of everything that we need, mind, body, and soul. We appeal to you in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, our Savior, that you would just reach out and touch us all over again, Lord God. We pray for a refreshed and a renewed spirit to dwell on us all the days of our existence, even into eternity. We thank you, Father God, for your love that you shown when you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus, to pay the sin debt penalty that was on us and all generations from Adam until the last baby born. We thank you now. We praise you. We acknowledge you as God our Father, Jesus our Savior, Holy Spirit our Comforter. In Jesus' name we pray in faith, believing, and moving forward to do so. Amen, amen, and amen. This is the segment of Fire, 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 the Gospel Experience. For you talented, gifted people of God with the ability to speak new life into our mind, ears, heart, and soul on Word of Inspiration. This young lady is a regular on Word of Inspiration for this Fire Gospel Experience, none other than Woman of God, Monique Mims, Monique Washington. She's here to bless us and to share with us words of encouragement that will just fill our spirits up all over again. Amen. Goes right there. So, Woman of God, tell us about our reactions.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. I want to share with you a little tidbit here. Whenever you respond to someone, you have an option to react or send a message of love and kindness. And so on Messenger, someone can send you a message or they can react to what you sent. So you have a choice then, your response. Will it be godly or will it be ungodly? Will it be full of malice, discontent, hatred, or anger? Or will it be full of love and kindness? Jesus Christ chose to react in kindness and love. Did he get angry? Yes. Did he flip those tables over? Yes. But what provoked his wrath? Questions. What provoked someone's wrath or anger towards you? Are you sending that type of message to them? Or are you reacting in a negative manner? Take a moment to evaluate. Take a moment to self-reflect and do a heart check. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." What is being added unto you? What are you adding to yourself? What are you adding to others? Think about this. Until next time, stay up. Be blessed.
Amen, amen. That's what we're talking about, Woman of God. Monique Washington is in the house, y'all, and she blesses us every time she comes through here with those inspirational words of wisdom, of encouragement, and that spirit to just keep on keeping on. We thank you so much, Woman of God. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. You want to be my special guest for Word of Inspiration, get in touch with me. I'm on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson. Or feel free to give me a call. Call me at 870-413-0220. Say, Brother Ron, Brother Ron, I heard your anointed fire, the gospel experience, and that Word of Inspiration fits right into my ministry. So go ahead and send me that MP3 recorded message from your cell phone recorder with a little soft music in the background, and I'll put you in my library just like I did Woman of God, Monique Washington. You're tuned in to Fire, 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 the gospel experience that is here to do nothing else but glorify God. And in the process of glorifying God, some of that overflow is going to fall right on you and bless your life. Amen. Amen. Goes right there. This is where we turn up the heat. We go behind the veil. We get our praise on. And here is man of, it is Devel Pierce that's asking the question, what's going on? Because God has the answer.
To love one another, oh yeah. my friend, Mr. Generoso.
When you turn on the TV, all you see is bad news, what's going on. And as you look around, so much hatred everywhere, what's going on? People robbing, killing, and stealing all over this land. Tell me what's going on. Because in this world, we got to love one another. What's going on? Yeah, this is the time that we got to stand.
Talk to him, buddy.
Oh, yes, this is the time we have to stand together. I heard somebody say, together we stand.
But we need to learn how to love on each other. So when times get hard, you can call on one another. You can call on your sister. You can call on your brother. Yeah.
Listen here, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
The Bible says that if my people were to call by my name, shall humble themselves, and pray and seek my face. Turn from the wicked way. See what I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal the land. And that's what we need, y'all. We need to love. Oh, anybody we fall.
Devell Price here on this Fire Gospel Experience, talking about what's going on. And before we heard from Woman of God, Monique Washington, talking about reactions, we heard from Woman of God, Monica Bracken, talking about Say a Prayer, sending me new music. Thank you, Woman of God, Monica Bracken. Looking forward to you being my special guest as well. Just like we talked about, we just have to straighten out the dates, and then we're going to have you on this Fire Gospel Experience and blessing us with your testimony as well as your music ministry. And then, of course, we heard from Man of God, Samuel Miracle Brown, talking about breathe. Come on, God. Breathe that new life. Breathe new air that comes from the very nostrils of God into my mind, into my heart, into my soul. Amen. Goes right there. We're going to continue to keep this spirit of celebration going on with our God. We're going to take this gospel message back to the streets because we ain't scared. We love telling it like it is. We're going to continue to uplift our God until the day when either our Lord Jesus is coming back or our time here has been complete and we have accomplished all of those things that God had set before us. Like the Apostle Paul said, we have run our race. We have completed our course. And it's a beautiful thing. And everything is going to be all right. Isn't that the truth, man of God, Edge Whitaker? Tell him, it's going to be all right. Yes, sir.
In the morning, I feel the mercy, you give me peace on the daily, even when I feel confused. Every day I know you're with me, protecting me from harm. Lord, I know that I'll be okay, cause I'm resting in your arms.
Yeah.
Before the
love it all day. Your grace so amazing, I wanna be in your presence always.
Everything is going to be all right, but that only applies if we decide to leave all of those things that we're so concerned about in the mighty precious hands of our God. Donkey's man of God, Edge Whitaker, right here on this fire gospel experience. We are embracing for your spiritual nutrition as well as your sanctified supplement from the book of Luke chapter 24 verse 31 is our focus scripture where we're talking about opened eyes. Amen. Eyes, ears, heart, mind are all relevant places that God wants to impart spirituality into us. And that scripture verse reads, and their eyes were opened and they knew him and he vanished out of their sight. We are living in times now where many people have their eyes wide shut instead of eyes wide open. We are inundated with so much secularism that it has affected how many believers are seeing life distorted through rose-colored glasses. Imaginary illumination where we are weakened in our faith due to the debilitating diet of the saturated fat of self-centeredness. Now, we may find within ourselves the lessons of some worldly similarity that we may need to redefine with ourselves according to the Holy Word of God. Luke 24 and 13 starts this scenario off the same day, Sunday. Two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles outside of Jerusalem. Them were some walking brothers. As they walked along, they were talking of Jesus' death. Now, these two believers were traveling along the road to Emmaus. This is a road that many of believers will travel in the many paths of our lives, where we find ourselves discussing the current events that have us sometimes disturbed. and possibly even disorientated. Verse 15 says, when suddenly Jesus himself came along and joined them and began walking beside them. Don't you just love it when our Lord just suddenly comes into the picture of our lives and starts walking beside us? Verse 16 says they didn't recognize him, for God kept them from it. Now, have you ever wandered so far down the road of depression and circumstances of life that God was speaking and you didn't recognize him? We can possibly even have our spiritual senses dulled due to lack of faith in God and the uncertainty to foresee things to come. And how about God just simply keeping recognition of himself from us for his own divine privilege to let us go on our own back to faith and grow as a result of that maturation process? Verse 17 says, you seem to be in a deep discussion about something, he said. What are you so concerned about? They stopped short. Sadness written their faces. We all are in such deep discussions about so many things: economy, war, civil liberties, equality, gender confusion, and gender identity, and many, many more topics. Too numerous to discuss in our short time here, but we must discuss it, for we cannot linger with our sanctified head stuck down in the ground and simply singing, come by here, Lord, come by here. No! We are the ones that are called into the action of participation, which in other words means Matthew 5 and 16, don't hide your light. Let it shine for all. Let your good deeds glow for all to see so that they will praise your heavenly Father. Yes. Luke 24 and 18 says, and one of them, Cleopas, replied, you must be the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard about the terrible things that happened last night. Isn't that just amazing? The things that he just talking about happened to the very man that he's talking about. So, as the two travelers to Emmaus discussed the events surrounding the crucifixion of our Christ, our Lord Jesus interrupted and chastised them for living by sight and not by faith, of hearing what the prophets of the Old Testament have already spoken about God's sacrificial lamb to save the whole world from their sins. How many times has God had to interrupt our own disjointed thinking to remind us and impart the living word of God to steel our racing minds, hearts, and souls? Amen. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about because we've all been there. Yes, we have. And we are so grateful to you, Father God, for taking the time to help us get it together. And just like man of God Ed Whitaker said, it's going to be all right. Here's woman of God, Alexis Speak, telling you the same message in her own heartfelt way. It will be all right, all right.
God will take my burden. With the ears of faith to hear
what thus says the Lord. And then to do it and make it a habitual practice of lives dedicated to God in all holiness and obedience. James said it better. He said, faith without works alone is dead being alone, which is still and always our greatest gift offering back to God that we can ever give him. Amen, amen. Open your eyes. Listen and hear with your ears what the Spirit of God is saying to your heart, your mind, and your soul. Amen goes right there. I want to thank you all for always tuning in and supporting this good brother on this Fire Gospel Experience. I appreciate each and every one of you. You can always pull up my archives on YouTube. Just type my name in, Ron E. Jefferson, and you'll see 5 years of Fire the Gospel Experience. I am slowly approaching my 500th episode on this program, and we'll celebrate God's perseverance and blessing for allowing me to persevere this long. I will continue to do so with the help of the Lord. I am happy that I'm also broadcast on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify. Just type in Fire the Gospel Experience, Ron E. Jefferson. Also, my Five Kingdom collaborators. I want to thank each and every one of you. Jerry Royce Live, of course, over there at Positive Power 21. Madeline Peugeot at the National Gospel Songwriter Conference Radio. Lady LaVette Gillespie over at Praise Him More Media. Pam Jones over at The River and Word Gospel Radio Station. And, of course, Stephanie McDonald over at United Praise. I want to leave y'all with one final word because it is so relevant. Many people are sad, lonely, and angry. Why? Because they're not living their God-created purpose. I want to thank you all for keeping me in your prayers. You're in my prayers, and I'm going to continue to pray. God will bless you, keep you, cover you. As I leave you with my special guest, one of the famous man of God, gospel urban artist, T1 Price, for joining us, and woman of God, Monique Washington, for that recorded message on Word of Inspiration. Bless you, bless you, bless you. I pray God bless you over and over again. And man of God, T1 Price, is going to let you know, nobody do me like Jesus. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the precious and the beautiful name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Goes right there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am T1, the Gospel Godfather. I got a few of my friends out here to help me sing this song. You want to take it back old school style, you know what I'm saying? Like that. I got a testimony. Goes a little something like this. Hey, yo, fellas, drop it.
Ain't nobody do me like Jesus. Ain't nobody love me like the Lord. Ain't nobody do me like Jesus. Hell of my life to me is number one. Sent the Son to die for you, to die for me. Shed his blood on the cross at Calvary. Heavenly Father, thank you God to greet us. Ain't nobody do me like
tell it another way. It goes a little something like this. Check it.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
No.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
No.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
No.
Do me like Jesus.
No.
Do me like Jesus.
He's ahead of my life and control. So now for him, that's how I roll. In with the new and now with the old. Renew to my mind, renew to my soul. My soul, I'm dead by heavenly Father. I'm going through hell. He's cooling water. Prince of Peace, the great provider. Ride or die for God, I'm a rider. He's my life supply. My brothers and sisters, the reason why. I'm here today to testify. He's the God who cannot lie. Was once a heathen, but now I'm Bible believing. I'm telling you once again, nobody can do me like Jesus. No. Nobody do you like Jesus. Nah.
Shed a bit of my dirt. Shed a bit of my dirt. Shed a bit of my dirt. Shed a bit of my dirt.